This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A lot of things to cover in the Umpqua Valley, and today we meet with the new executive director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, Jenna Beam. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, you've already been involved in the community in a whole lot of ways. What was it about this position, the idea of working in this area, that got your attention?
I've already been a member of the partnership for a couple of years through GLID Revitalization, and I really support both the members and the goals and the vision of the organization. And at the chance to have a more active role and actually be the one doing the work, I couldn't pass it up.
So exactly what will you be doing as executive director?
A lot of meetings. Working with local business owners is our main focus right now, to look at where they can be best supported and what they need to be growing and be successful, and what are their stress points? What are they seeing that are barriers to that growth, and how can we help support it?
Now, what's the status been of the partnership? Brian Prowitz was executive director. He moved out of state a number of months ago. What's been going on kind of in between?
So Brian stayed on part-time for a while to help wrap some things up and kind of continue the work. And then for the interim, we had somebody else filling in while we looked at what the organization's goals and priorities were and restructured a little bit of our focus.
So what are some of the goals right now of the partnership?
To grow our membership is one of the goals, and to show the real value of the partnership to the members of it. We also want to continue focusing on looking at facilitating bringing in outside business. But more than that, we've recognized the need that unless we fully support the businesses we already have in Douglas County, there isn't going to be a foundation to build on.
So how do we do that?
By talking to them. We need to find out from the individuals what it is they need help with. One of the things we're working on right now is new businesses they're trying to build or expand that are having issues navigating processes or barriers to their growth, and looking at where we can fill that role and what other agencies we can tie them in with that can help facilitate those processes.
So what are some of those barriers?
Sometimes it's planning, sometimes it's permits, sometimes it can be funding. It's really a lot of different things. Sometimes it's simply not understanding where to start in the process.
So you're really looking at businesses at all levels, from larger companies with lots of people down to very small businesses.
Yeah, I think that we've all recognized that we can't afford to lose any of them. No matter how small or large they are, each one of them plays a pivotal role in our county.
And we have seen some businesses come, be around for a while, and then leave. And I know, backing up quite a ways, there was really a big push to get more larger, newer businesses in. Is that much of a focus now?
It's still a priority for us, but it's not our main priority right now. We're kind of trying to take a little bit more of a micro focus and concentrate on what is here doing well and how do we support that versus looking for outside to bring in that may cost us to lose additional small businesses.
And one of the other things as well is kind of the impact on technology. You've got, companies don't necessarily move as much as because their footprint is so, out there on the internet and everything else.
Yeah, it's a lot easier for a company to be based somewhere else because of remote work. And like you said, the internet, everything else has really changed the business landscape.
So how do we actually create new jobs here?
If I had that answer, Kyle, I would like to tell you that it's really simple. I think it's such a complicated thing to do, to create new jobs. We need to have the housing to support it. We need to have the draw. We need to make sure that our healthcare system is stable. We have to have the childcare, the good education. There's so much involved in that, that it's not as simple as like, we just need to do this and it'll happen. I think we have to take a very rounded approach to all the different things that are barriers and see what we can do to kind of break those down.
And the housing aspect has really been a struggle here. City of Roseburg made some progress finally with something that a lot of people thought was going to happen for decades with the Charter Oaks change their end of the urban growth boundary. That's one step, but they've got a lot more to do there. At the same time, if you just talk for the Roseburg area, there's very few places to actually build new property, build new homes.
There is, and I think a lot of that's being talked at a city and a county level on what those solutions are, and then our role is going to be, you know, support that, right? I know Sutherland is doing some pretty good building projects right now, and I think there's other areas within the county that you're going to see some housing projects go up in.
Now, you mentioned childcare. What, and you've worked with that certainly before with Glide Revitalization. What, how big an impact is that when you don't have as much available child care, you're trying to get people employed?
It's huge. If you or I show up late to work every day, we're not going to have a job, right? It's the same thing. So you have a parent that's using in-home child care, or a friend is watching their kid and that person is sick that day. You're calling out, you're showing up late. If you don't have a spot that you feel safe and secure leaving your child, then you can't be a reliable employee. And with the market and competitiveness, especially as AI brings in more stuff, we need employees that show up and perform. And having children shouldn't limit you from being in the workforce, but sometimes that availability of childcare plus the cost of the childcare is really detrimental, especially for these families that fit that middle income where they don't qualify for any kind of subsidies or state assistance.
And we've seen some organizations, sometimes some levels of government, even delve into it and make an investment to help the whole area of childcare by essentially bringing it in-house.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something, you know, with Glide Rev that we did and still do, is that anybody that works for us, their child care is discounted 50%, and we hold a spot for their kids, because that's the other hard thing is, what if there isn't a spot available for your child? I know a lot of people that struggle to find infant care, especially.
Now, let's see, when you talk about bringing businesses into the area, we've seen, you know, a lot of people, there's always suggestions. What if we get this? What if we get that? In the partnership, are you out there, are you going to be out there kind of seeing what the potential is, though, for some new businesses?
Yeah, we'll continue to do that, continue to identify properties and areas like that. The website's continuing to run where businesses that are looking to come in can look at available properties and contact us. We're still working with a couple of different groups that are looking at properties and talking about possibilities. We're not going to stop any of that work. We're just going to make sure that we're also taking care of what's already here.
And you've been here for a long time. What do you see as you know, some of the biggest struggles to economic development in Douglas County?
My honest opinion, the thing that holds us back the most is some of it's our culture. We have to be open and inviting to the change. We have to start seeing growth as a good thing, not as a barrier. I think some people do. I think it's pretty mixed across the county, but I think collectively having that attitude that growth is a good thing for everyone within reason. We don't want to become huge, but that we have to grow in order to continue to maintain what we have.
And going back a few decades, and I didn't get a chance, I didn't think about it until earlier, Grants Pass and Roseburg at one point, I want to say 1980, but I could be off on that, were basically the same size. Now Grants Pass is like 2.5 times as big?
Yeah.
So is that kind of the difference there of accepting things that are going to help you grow?
I think that's part of it. I mean, without really talking to them and finding out what the changes were, because you hear us compared to Bend a lot also, right? Bend was not thriving until they really capitalized on their tourism and they had developed that kind of river segment to go through. I think when you look at what we have in this county, there's so much potential here. We have all of the parts and pieces. We've just got to figure out how to get them to fit together.
Yeah, when I was in Bend, probably 2023, first time I'd been there in eons, and I'd seen pictures, but I was just shocked.
Yeah.
This was not the Bend I remembered at all. And quite frequently, I was lost. Yeah. And I used to know my way around Bend because we went there a lot when I was younger. So much change there. And it seemed like a combination of investment from the private sector along with different government things that kind of worked together to make some of those things happen.
Yeah, there was. And I mean, I think a lot of it too was a push of people moving out of other cities, out towards the Bend area. There was some manufacturing and stuff that came in. And I know I don't want to be in a town as big as Bend. I'm definitely, I love the smaller community, Douglas County feel. I would love to see us have some reasonable growth without ever becoming unmanageable. And I don't ever want to see all the roundabouts. Those things are awful.
Well, I think you're going to be seeing some of them soon, I suspect.
I heard, yeah.
All right, we're going to talk more in a moment after the break at Inside Douglas County, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson. Coming up at 1 o'clock, State Senator David Brock Smith will be on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. Join us live from Alberta, Canada. Jenna Beam, in the new Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. Now, you've lived here pretty much your whole life, right?
Yeah, pretty much. One part of the county or another, yeah.
So, as you see the potential here, there's so many things that bring people to the Umpqua Valley that you would think would entice more of them to stay.
Yeah, I mean, we have so much here. We have so much of the outdoor recreation. We have all the lakes for boating. We have the kayaking, the hunting, the fishing, the fly fishing. We have the wineries. We have the casino. We have all of this stuff, the summer activities. We have good schools. We have a lot of stuff in our area that would... It seems like we have all the ingredients. We just have to get them to go together the right way to make the recipe work.
So how do you sell the quality of life as being something when you're talking to somebody about maintaining their business here or increasing it or somebody new coming in?
You have to bring them and show them. You drive them around, you show them all the things that there is. But also, I think it's very easy living here sometimes, you start to focus on the negatives. And I think anywhere you're at, when you take a step back and you really look around you at all the positives that you have, those negatives feel a lot smaller. And Douglas County is one of those areas. We may not have the shopping, but look at everything else we have, right? We don't have all the amenities people might want, but we also have a much lower crime rate than cities that have all the amenities. So it's really that balance and finding the positives.
And one of the tricks on retail, if you were trying to get somebody to bring a store in here, et cetera, is that, especially after the pandemic or during the pandemic, a percentage of people shifted more to buying a lot of things online. So in some ways, while it would be good to have a different stores, everybody can name ones that they would like to see here, the reality is a lot of people are going to order from that store online anyway.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of the, you know, bigger names and bigger box stores close in a lot of different big areas. And I think, though, with that is the opportunity for us to focus more on those cottage industry organizations and a lot more of the boutiques and stuff. We are a small county. Nobody wants to wear the same thing as everybody else anyways, at least the women don't. So having a lot of little boutique stores that sell specialty things is not a bad thing. In fact, it would work for us really well. We just have to help build them.
Now, for the partnership, you are now the executive director. You've got a board of directors. What's their role?
To guide and set the goals and stuff for the organization, to provide oversight. They also help a ton with recruitment. They do a lot of meetings and information gathering. They're a very active board. We have both an executive board and then our board of directors. And everyone is very, very active. They take meetings with individuals they know personally, and it's such a powerhouse of people in that room. Our monthly meetings, it's everybody in Douglas County. There's a huge percentage of the people that are making things happen and are leaders in our community that are always in that room.
And you were on the board already, right?
Yeah, so I was one of the board of directors, and as it's a membership-based organization, you have a pay to play kind of setup where you pay to be a part of the organization, and then different levels have a vote, or have then our executive board is elected. So I was just on the board of directors, so got to help set the priorities and vision for the organization.
And how big are your different boards?
Okay, so our executive board is 5 right now, I believe. And then I think last count, there's 16 on the board of directors.
So you've got a lot of different involvement from different sectors of the county.
Yeah, we have pretty much everything represented. And that's one of the things we're working on right now, is are there people that we feel need to be a part of this that aren't in that room yet, and helping to identify them.
And what role and how is different government entities part of this?
Right now, we're working with Roseburg City. We communicate with the county, the different county or city governments around us also. Some of them are members and are in the room. There's other ones that we're working on bringing in, because we really believe that in order to have impactful work, we really need all of the parties in the room. We need to be able to have these conversations with everyone there that has a part in the decision-making process.
And also the idea that if one community seems to be doing something particularly well, maybe the other communities in the area can learn from that.
Exactly. We want to be able to bring that information to the room. And that's one of the really cool things about this group, is we share openly. People talk about what they're struggling with as a business, but also what's going well, and they share that information with the other business owners and organizations that are in the room, so that we can all benefit.
Now, in some business groups, Oregon as a state doesn't have the best reputation for being business friendly. Do you get into that whole entanglement at all?
We aren't business friendly. We are making it very hard for businesses to thrive in Oregon. And I think with that, that's where an organization like this really comes in. We are not a lobbyist group, but we do keep an eye on things that are happening. And as people bring stuff to us, we have those conversations with people about, hey, like, this is what business owners are telling us the hardship is. This is what the unintended consequences of that legislation were.
So as you get started, what are some of the things you're focusing on right now?
Currently getting my feet under me. It's been about 2 weeks. There's a lot of information, a lot to figure out. But right now I'm focusing on meeting with existing members and members that may have dropped off, to find out what they need from us or what it would take for them to come back and be a part of it, as well as working on strengthening relationships between the county, city, and the surrounding cities.
And talk about your role with Glide Revitalization. What does anything change there?
Not a lot. I'm going to have a dual role for now. So the partnership is a contract basis and limited hours. One of the things that has been great about this position is there's a full-time admin person there, so they're able to take a lot of those pieces. And then we're still business as usual at Glide Rev. I cut back to not quite 60 hours a week with them, so I'm working more normal hours.
And you're involved in other things as well, with some other boards and things.
I am, yep. And I'm still, I think, 2 years left for the transportation district, and still on that board. And I'm involved in a lot within the community still, but it's all been going really well and pretty happy with where things are at.
And somebody might ask if you actually ever get any downtime.
I do occasionally, not a lot, but I did take off this Saturday or Sunday and Monday, and I ended up going fly fishing upriver for 2 days.
So. Well, that's the beginning of something. So if people want to find out more, I mean, we have a lot of people in the business community listening to this. If they want to find out more about getting involved at some level, or if there's questions they've got or things they want to know, how do they get connected?
There's a website online that you can email us at, and it's the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. And they can also reach out to any of our board of directors. All of them are listed on there, and then my information will be listed on there too.
All right, Jenna Beam, new executive director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.